Nolte, Evil Disney Produced the Most Homosexual Content in 2022. By John Nolte on October 3, 2023. The left-wing fascists at GLAAD say Netflix and Disney. Disney produced more homosexual content than any other studio. Second place didn't even come close. Some of you might not be old enough to remember this, but there was a time when Disney was a brand for children. A brand that protected the innocence of children and did not expose them to adult sexuality or the horrors that come with joining the transgender cult. Horrors that include increased suicide rates, genital mutilation, and sterilization. I don't care if Netflix produces 100% gay content. I'm not going to watch it, but I don't care. Disney is different. Disney is aimed at little kids. According to the GLAAD fascists, Disney released 59 films in 2022, and 24 of them minus 24 were LGBT-inclusive films. That's not representation. That's grooming. When you put 2% of the population in 41% of your movies, that's propaganda. When you put 2% of the population in 41% of your children's movies, that's grooming. You know, I just spent 2 weeks in a mid-sized city. Specifically in a vast medical facility where I met and was exposed to a countless number of people from all walks of life. People were everywhere, and not just there. I met people at my campsite. I met people at the laundromat. Not one of them, not a single one, revealed their sexuality to me. Not one man wore women's clothes. Not one was a drag queen. Maybe some of them were gay. Maybe some get their freak on in private. I don't know. But that's the point, I don't know. There is nothing normal or realistic about all these terrible movies and even worse TV shows where this garbage is shoved in our faces. And to shove it in the face of a child is sick and twisted. And Disney, a studio that aims its content directly at children, is shoving it more than any other studio. What we have here is a children's studio that produced 24 movies with homosexual content. Other than Netflix, no other studio came close. Third place was Apple TV Plus with 12. Here are the criteria the GLAAD fascists use to qualify a movie as LGBT-friendly. As you read this, keep in mind Disney produced 24 of these in 1 year. That averages to 2 per month. The film contains a character that is identifiably lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and or queer. That character must not be solely or predominantly defined by their sexual orientation or gender identity, i.e. they are comprised of the same sort of unique character traits commonly used to differentiate straight/cisgender characters from one another. The LGBTQ character must be tied to the plot in such a way that the character's removal would have a significant effect, meaning the character is not there to simply provide colorful commentary, paint urban authenticity, or set up a punchline. The character must matter. The LGBTQ character's story must not be outwardly offensive, avoids defaulting to well-known tropes or stereotypes with no further development. In films with multiple LGBTQ characters, at least one character must pass this point for the film to pass the test. And this is why Disney Plus is losing billions. This is why Disney's stock has tanked 35% over these 5 woke years. This is why the Disney brand is tarnished beyond repair. This is why Disney's movies almost all flop. Normal people, and this includes multitudes of normal gay people, do not care about your stupid sex life. Decent parents do not want their children exposed to any of this. Why? Because decent parents know that protecting the innocence of a child is every bit as important to their psychological well-being as protecting them from violence is to their physical well-being. And this is not about teaching tolerance. You can teach a child tolerance for people who are different without encouraging them to cut off their breasts or expose them to adult topics. Disney is pure evil. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time is available to order, including Kindle and Audible. Amazon reviews are appreciated and helpful.